Unit 7. Anchor what? Lesson 25. 1. Dialogue. Tang Ling and Bob are building an outdoor platform for plays and concerts at the university.
We'll have to buy some more bricks. I don't think these will be enough.
Okay, we can get some more tomorrow. We should finish the floor now. Can you take the other end of this piece of wood? Now you have to pull it to make the surface smooth, like that.
The wall behind looks a bit grey and dull. What can we do to make it look less ugly?
I think we should paint it white. Then we can do some drawings on it.
I'll start tomorrow.
No. No drawings can be done until the wall is dry. That may take about a week.
A week? As long as that?
Yes, and we must stop people walking on this floor until it's firm. It may be necessary to put up a notice saying, keep off. Another thing, we'll have to drill a hole in the wall for the electric wires.
That's easy. I can do that tomorrow. I'll bring my drill.
What are you doing this evening?
I'm not sure. I ought to do some studying, as I've got masses of work to do. But I think I'll be too tired. Maybe I'll just watch the news on television and go to bed early.
Lesson 26. 2. Reading comprehension. Anchor what? 1. A journalist reports on repair work at the temple Angkor Wat in Cambodia.
My first visit to Angkor Wat was in 1980. The country had been at war for many years, and the temple was deserted and falling to pieces. Plants were growing out of the roofs, and trees were growing in the courtyards. Today, the temple is the scene of a busy repair program. A team of 15 Indian experts are organizing a workforce of 400 Cambodians, most of them women, who are cleaning, repairing, and rebuilding parts of this temple. One of the experts explained the difficulty. The problem is water. The rainy season lasts for 6 months, and water gets in among the stones. So certain types of plant grow all over the stones, and their roots go down into the holes between the stones. As I walked through the courtyards, I noticed how the Cambodian women devote hours to cleaning carefully a tiny area of stone. Boards are laid down to protect the precious painted stones while the repair work is going on. There are very few machines and little equipment. Workers carry building materials in buckets at the end of long poles. Piles of stone lie in a corner of the courtyard, waiting to be replaced. The work of cleaning the stones is watched over by 3 Indian chemists. It is a very slow task. First, they clean the stones with brushes, using buckets of a weak chemical. Then gaps between the stones are filled in. Finally, another material is painted onto the stones, which will protect them from water forever. Work starts every day at 7 a.m. and goes on until late afternoon, 6 days a week, with a break at midday. For 6 or 7 months in the year, no work can be done when the rainy season makes it impossible. Besides, there are very few skilled stone workers left after the war years. Millions of people were killed in battle. To make things worse, many of the men have gone off to cities in search of higher pay, leaving women from nearby villages to carry on with the work. Evening is the best time to visit the temple, after the tour groups have left. As the sun sinks lower, shadows spread across the courtyard. After sunset, the sky turns pink. The gray stone towers take on a golden color before turning pink. Nowhere else in the world can there be such a quiet, beautiful place.
Lesson 27. 1. Reading Comprehension. Angkor Wat 2.
In 1177, the capital city of Angkor was seized after a fierce battle and fell into ruins. Soon a new capital was built at Angkor Thom, but this was deserted in 1434. The ruins were soon covered by thick forests and were forgotten until 1861, when the French, who then controlled Cambodia, discovered them. They were astonished by what they found. The ruins of the old city of Angkor covered an area of 200 square kilometers. As well as the Temple of Angkor Wat, they included more than 50 major buildings and others of less importance within this area. They had been built over a period of 6 centuries up until 1431. The Temple of Angkor Wat was built from 1113 to 1150 and covers an area of 2 square kilometers. A vast square channel of water goes round the 4 sides of it. The French, after discovering the ruined temple, did a lot of repair work up until 1970. When the war forced the last of the French workforce to leave. In 1980, an Indian team visited the temple to prepare a report and found the temple in a poor state. Many of the stone figures had been stolen and others were falling to pieces. Repair work finally started in 1986. And a team of 15 Indian experts began work with 400 Cambodian workers. Fortunately, they had a lot of experience, as the team leader had already worked on more than 70 old buildings in India. More than 70,000 square meters of stone were cleaned and protected against the water. Stone blocks were moved, and many roof sections were replaced with new ones where necessary. The work was completed in June 1994.